Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already November 29th, 2017. It is Wednesday. It's Relationship Wednesday. But, gosh, I have to tell you, taking a week off has put me in the craziest place of questions. And there's been so many, I guess, that have been in my mind that I just didn't get to because I was too busy making sure I was doing what I needed to do every day. And then when you take time off and your mind isn't forced to be on a clock, you start to ask questions, not just of other people, but of yourself. You start wondering why you do what you do. You start wondering why people do what they do, why we're doing anything we're doing. And one of the things that kind of makes us laugh and kind of makes us roll our eyes and something we don't understand the most is relationships. We know it. Yeah, okay, duh, we're going to have kids. We're going to get married. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Our family expects it. We need to do it when we're young because we can't raise kids when we're older. Whatever it is, whatever used to be told to us as kids and we grow up, and it was just a natural thing. We never stop to think of the bigger picture because now we are all in a freer state of mind. And there's different kinds of relationships. And there's people who just like being alone. There's, you know, same-sex relationships. There's, you know, just regular marriages, heterosexual marriages. There's, you know, same-sex partnership marriages. Kids are being raised in all different avenues. So now the world is different. But there's still relationships. People who are married and made decisions not to have kids. There's people who are married and made decision to have seven. But it doesn't really matter to God what two people are together. We say it matters. We say this is good. We say this is not right or right. But to God, all this is our challenge. The biggest reason for us, and I know Christ calls relationships the perfect storm. And I at first thought, wow, that's like, okay, storm. Like, why a storm? And it was all about reigniting faith. We get pushed in a relationship for some reason, when we are there, faith and God and passion and desire and understanding and compromise, asking questions, autonomy, self-love, testing love, understanding love are all part of your everyday life. If you are in a relationship of any kind, even with your children, and somebody is off that day, everybody's off. The whole household is off. Somebody who just walks into that house will know something's off. Even if they're visiting or they're dropping something off, they'll be like, wow, what's going on here? And everybody's like, oh, nothing. And you're thinking, ah, something. But why are we designed to have these relationships? What are the original reasons? Why do we seek each other out? Why do we try to find commonalities so that we can get along? Why do we look at differences and say, oh, wow, you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat. How are we going to live together? Yet you find a way. Or even compromise who you are to be together. or even in relationships that are dysfunctional, where there may be drinking or there may be physical abuse to one of the partners. And yet people will say, I was trapped, I couldn't get out. Why were you together? What is it about being together that attracts us and keeps us there? And why do we want to put our efforts in that particular place? How is it that we sustain relationships? And why do some of them go on and on and on with each other and some don't? And what is the purpose behind the purpose? And what is it that we can and cannot live without when it comes to each other? It's such a bigger question, such a bigger scope, a bigger umbrella to live under. Funny, when you meet a couple of any kind, you usually have an instinct of whether or not that couple is going to stay together, whether they know it or not. I remember I was seeing somebody, and I liked this person. Like, even until today, love this person. And there wasn't, and I can't even tell you, it was like a concerted effort. But the people who were part of the concerted effort did not know each other. People who didn't even meet him when I talked about him all would say the same thing to me. I knew you weren't going to stay together. Even while I was with him, people who knew him said, when you're done with him, I want to stay your friend. And I thought, that is the oddest thing in the world to hear. I've never had that before or since happen. But I don't know if it was the energy. I don't know what it was or is even till now. I still could not believe at the time, at every turn. It was like if it had to be a neon light, it was a neon light. And I kept thinking, but why? It's not that bad. I actually am enjoying myself. So it's a very interesting energy that we carry being in relationships and why we are in them. And then you realize, oh, I was supposed to learn this and that. Instead of getting mad at the person, they're so bad, they did this, they did that, think, why did I receive this? Why did I receive that? Because the only way we would put that kind of time, that kind of energy, that kind of personal involvement is when we have relationships. They are designed to push and pull us to the limits. Sometimes you'll meet people, I call it the same side of relationships. You'll have one who demands and the other one who responds. And then two people who are the responders might meet and say and talk about their partners, and they're describing the same person. And then they'd say, wow, we're both the same side of the relationship. We're both the ones that want to give, that want to keep peace, that want this. We're the caterers. And then they'd say, but why did we choose them? Why didn't we choose each other? And I'd always say, but that would be too darn easy. That would just be too easy. What would you learn? But when we are with people who aren't the same but may share the same belief system or may share the same religious beliefs or political beliefs or wanting to raise children, you have something that draws you together. Biggest reason that we are designed to have relationships is truly to keep our faith. It tests our faith. It tests how far we will go, how deep we will search for answers. how much we will try. And sometimes you might want to try, and every answer tells you to go. Will you trust your instinct? Or every answer tells you to stay. Will you trust your instinct? You sharpen and hone every skill that you possess through a relationship. If you're by yourself and you make a decision not to have a relationship, and let's say you go for years and then you meet somebody, you will be much younger in terms of relationship growth, and the things you respond to and the way you react will not have that much experience behind them. The only way you can have that kind of experience is through an actual relationship. You can't, it's like being a marriage counselor and not being married. You won't know what that's like to wake up every morning and sleep every night with someone that you have made a commitment to. And you can't just get up and leave when you want to, because you've made a commitment and you are responsible, and it like takes every cell of your existence to exist. The only way we can have that experience is through each other. There was a reason why we all don't have the same belief systems. There's a reason why we all don't care about the same things. Because if we did, we wouldn't seek each other out. Yesterday, I was at a training, and I went, and I'm standing there, and one of the guys there, and, you know, men don't usually express that much, but for some reason, when I'm around, it opens that door. So this man comes up to me, and he says, "Can you believe Donald Trump? Can you believe what he's doing? Can you believe this?" And he was like really upset, like so deeply just bothered. And I don't like politics at all, because I don't feel anyone's qualified enough to talk about them. We don't know what's really going on. And for us to just spin our wheels, it's one thing to have discussions with somebody that maybe you both kind of have been following together, but just to jump in, you know, there's a lot we don't know. And as we find out, it gets really frustrating. And I just remember Christ saying to me, "Do what you need to do. They're doing what they need to do. They don't care what you're doing, but you need to do, because we need balance in our world." So I looked at this man and I said to him, I said, "You can pay attention to him all you want. At the end of the day, did you change him? And did you change the situation?" And he just looked at me and he's like, "No." And I said, "But now you have your life. What are you frustrated in your life that you are not paying attention to? And it's all going out on Donald Trump." And he goes, "Well, I'm really frustrated about Donald Trump." And I said, "Yeah, I'm sure you are. If I were to read about what's going on in our world, not just what's going on in my country, I probably will feel frustrated too. However, a lot of times when we need something to latch onto because we aren't paying attention to what's going on in our lives, it's easy to let that be our outlet. But what do you feel in your own life that you don't have control over?" And he really thought about it. He started coming up with stuff. Like, "Well, you know, my son, my wife and I made a decision to medicate him, and it's really bothering me." And he felt control in his own life. But once I reeled him in and let him see that, I said, "Take that energy that you were giving away to something else you couldn't control that was too far, that just made you feel like, okay, one and the same. And when you go back to your wife tonight, talk to her about maybe what can you guys do through your relationship, through the power of the two of you, to pay more attention to what's going on in your home. I said, because it's not a good or bad decision to medicate anybody. It's just what is right for you guys. Because somewhere in you, you're not settled with it. You're worried your son's too young. You're worried about a few things. So let's just pay attention to what you can control, to what you can have a hand in. And you'll be surprised when you talk to your wife, the two of you will feel like a stronger partnership rather than taking something obscure from the outside, introducing it to the relationship and complaining about it and not getting to what you can do. I just brought it back to the relationship, because what I noticed as we were talking was all of the sudden the weight of that feeling got balanced out that, hey, I'm not alone. This is a group effort. This is a family. This is a family effort. Relationships are here as an outlet, as a tool. Otherwise, God would have made us all the same, like we said. And we've been challenged as to what defines a relationship. We've been challenged as to how relationships should work. Are they legal entities? Do we have to, you know, all of these things that wrap around finances. Think about how prenups came about and how people now try, once they realize, well, not every relationship lasts till the end, how do I protect myself in the beginning? It's taught us to be more humane. It's taught us to be more aware that not everyone can be the same. It's given us an acceptance of other people around us. But relationships, even friendships, even lopsided relationships where maybe somebody's infatuated with somebody else and the other person doesn't know or doesn't have the same feelings and then that person wants to possess them. Whatever it is that's going on in our world, it's the microcosm of what goes on in our relationships. What do we accept in our homes? Because what we accept in our homes, we will then take that into the world. From the beginning of time, we have known pure love when we've seen it. We have known contrived love when we've seen it. We have known marriages that were like a facade, and we've known marriages that were stable, that stabilized the entire community around them through their own stability. It also is the teacher of exponential energy, of how an energy exchange can only strengthen any position you decide to take in life. Power in numbers. And if we pay attention to the relationships we have, if we nurture the relationships we have, we literally better the communities, the neighborhoods, every other relationship that touches our lives will benefit from that bond. When you meet people and one of them's rolling their eyes over the other one, you immediately discount that relationship. When you meet people and one of them refers to their spouse, asks their spouse, confers with their spouse, decides with their spouse, with their partner, you immediately have a respect. Like, hey, these two people are connected. Wow, that's possible that people can be connected. That means I can be connected. And maybe sometimes I forget that. Maybe I could be better connected. Maybe I could utilize that relationship a little bit more. Instead of, oh yeah, well now I've learned everything I need to know about him or her. You never will. Never underestimate the power that your relationships are. And look at the extent that you share your relationship. Because I will bet my life that between how you share your relationship is how deep you go in every other area of your life. Because out of the top three things we do in life, who we choose to live with is the number one life influencer of any one of our lives. Who we live with. I live with my son. I listen to him all day long. We have conversations all the time. How do we not influence each other? Even with their dad, because we're all still in the picture. We make decisions together. The kids have seen nothing but us make decisions together. So they have learned to make decisions with us, with me, or with his sister, or with his dad. Instead of, oh, that's my ex, I'm like, that's your father. Big difference in energy. How we treat the relationships we have, the relationships we've had, how we think of them. Do we discount them and throw them out and start anew? Or do we say, hey, I learned this and I learned that and I don't want to do that again? Or I do want to do that again, whatever it is. All goes back to faith and reigniting faith, reigniting passion, reigniting desire, understanding. It keeps you asking questions. It forces and begs you to find a solution. But God has every way to remind us and re-remind us and re-remind us that he's there for us. And the biggest way to do that is through each other. When we meet people and we fall in love in an instant. And not just romantic love. There's many people we meet and we all know by now. And we say, God, I really love that person. What a great person. And we feed off of that love. If we didn't get those feelings, if we felt we knew everything and just walked by each other, what would we be thinking? Where would we be growing? What would we care about? What would we strive for? You know, it's interesting. On Facebook now, they have all those sponsored ads and, you know, you click and they want to give you an hour and a half free webinar and all these webinars and, you know, I like to see them to see what people are doing. And I realized, okay, now these are all set up to have you purchase anything from $500 to $1,500 at the end of it. And they tell you how much you need it and they break you down from the beginning. Like, okay, you know, look it, I paid this much to learn this and you need this much education, you need this much hours, you need a mentor, you need this, you need that. And now we're working on the emotional bandwagon of how to grow yourself financially and I sign up and I want to see and I want to know what they're doing. And then I also took another class last night and I started it and I was tired. So I'm listening to this man talk and, you know, he's doing everything he should be doing. He's introducing the family. He's introducing how he started. And you could hear the buildup and, you know, getting you to write in the chat. And it's all yes, 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 yes. So at the end, you're yes, right? No matter what they're going to sell you. So I'm listening to it. And I was about maybe 15 minutes in it. And I go, okay, it's a formula. I've heard it all before. I can't sit through another person doing it. And I was done. I just clicked off. I felt so relieved. I took an hour and 15 minutes back of my life. And I started to work on something. And I remember thinking, Once we know everything, we move on about a certain thing. We'll never know everything, but once we know everything about what's going on around us, we get bored. And yeah, his story was good enough. He was personable enough. But I knew where it was going. And because I knew where it was going, I wasn't excited anymore. I didn't feel like I was really getting anything out of it. And I was being pulled along. Well, just wait and I'll give you the 3 reasons why of this. And just wait and I'll give you the 6. But the whole thing was really about him. And when you want to learn something, you want to be involved in it. You want the relay of a relationship. In any of the relationships we build, even listening today, I get so excited before the shows because, and I keep saying this, but I will never stop being amazed by it, I'm learning with us. And I always wonder what's going to come out today. And some days, like, we get these huge bombs, and other days it's a little quieter and we just kind of coast. But the bottom line is that when we all walk away, we walk away with a greater faith in life, a greater understanding towards each other. And sometimes that understanding tells you when to run, tells you when to stay, tells you what you're learning, whatever it is. There isn't a right or wrong. There's just a school of life. And now we're finding ways to package that and sell you our ideas and our minds. And I'm not against it or for it, but when it's a formula and you know what's coming, we get bored. And in relationships, personal relationships, we never know what's coming. We never know what's inside of a person, and there's no way to hide it because you're there. And energy speaks before words. It will always precede words, and somebody will pick up on it, and someone will ask you questions, and then you'll fire back, and you'll say, hey, you know what, this is going on, and they'll say, hey, that's going on, and, you know, you start asking questions, and it goes on, and this buildup of just your brain when you're not together thinking, hey, wait a minute, I do that. And wait a minute, this does happen. And you feel exhilarated that you learned this. And you're so thankful to the other person for bringing it up. And so grateful that you guys are that close. And there's this energy that just goes around and around and keeps reigniting your faith and keeps like growing it in depth over and over and over again. But when we see stuff that bores us, we just know we've grown past it. And sometimes we wake up in certain relationships that was only meant to take us so far, and we're like, oh, no, I don't want to leave. How do I deal with this? And you have to deal with these energetic changes that eventually show up in your life. But if you can acknowledge it and say, you know what, something has changed, and wow, what do I do about that? And maybe it'll pass and maybe it won't, but you learn that all about yourself through the other person. We learn to compromise. We learn our own self-autonomy. We learn self-love enough to fight for ourselves, enough to position ourselves, enough to place ourselves in an argument when there's a disagreement. Test love. We test understanding. But it all is an avenue to God. And when you really think about what your partners have brought you to, you'll realize how much God is in your life. All those instinctive feelings you had. It's one of the more amazing ways to get to us. You guys, my time is already up. Tomorrow is Dream Theme Thursday. Send me your dreams, and I will see you tomorrow. I love you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.